Driving Digital HD Radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. Feel the power. Power. 91.3 FM. We play nothing but power hits.
They want me gone, but I'm a biggie man, brother. They wanna see me cry, don't know why. Anyway, Mulungu, I'm a born a new life.
Calm down. Yo, this your body, put in my heart for lockdown. For lockdown, for lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, fall down. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl. Oh, young girl, no, tell me, no.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
A mine expert has expressed concern over inconsistencies in mining policies. Kitwe residents have called for enhanced road safety measures to curb traffic accidents. In international news, the Kenyan government has released a list of 32 blacklisted job agencies. And in sports, Zamalek has appointed new head coach and football director.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Mine expert Edward Simukonda has expressed concern over inconsistencies in mining policies, particularly those relating to local ownership of assets. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Simukonda said despite government issuing 952 artisanal mining rights nationwide, nothing has been seen towards enhanced revenue generation, which should be at the core of operations. Mr. Simukonda further called for the formation of a dedicated board to scrutinize mining license applicants, ensuring that only qualified and well-resourced companies are granted licenses to enhance the integrity of the licensing process. He further emphasized the importance of consistent policies focused on promoting local ownership, adding that such initiatives are essential for the sector's long-term growth.
You know, we thought we had, you know, a good strong point when we had the Mopani and the KCM back into our hands. But unfortunately, we've been given back the controlling rights. And, you know, they'll do what they feel is right. They may pay, but they may take a long time to pay, which is very unfortunate. You know, the only way, you know, we can really control our income as it comes from these mining companies is for us to have a bigger say or some controlling shares out of a good controlling share out of these mining companies.
Livingstone City Council Public Relations Manager Melvin Mukela has bemoaned the lack of compliance shown by the beneficiaries of Constituency Development Fund CDF loans in the district. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Mukela revealed that out of the 133 cooperatives awarded CDF loans, 21 have not made any repayments to date, which he described as discouraging. He noted that the defaulters have been engaged and urged to begin repayments before the maturity dates, which range from 2025 to 2027. He emphasized that CDF loans are revolving funds meant to be paid back, so other residents can benefit as the facility is managed by banks. Mr. Mukela explained that currently 34% of beneficiaries have defaulted and may face legal action if they make no effort to repay. He stated that by 2025, the expected repayment amount was 9.3 million kwacha, but only 3.2 million kwacha has been recovered, leaving a balance of over 6 million kwacha. Mr. Mukela has since advised all cooperatives to remain committed to repaying their loans before maturity.
But they have only settled about 3.2 million with a total balance of 6 million. So really, it's not a very good pick. We did summon the 21 individuals who have defaulted. And we just hope that they'll be coming forward to pay. Facility is managed by the bank, and the rules to that applies. So those that are defaulting, of course, they may end up being prosecuted because a loan and a grant is different. Otherwise, 34% is not a good picture, but we are encouraging them to continue paying back. So before the maturity date, we expect that these individuals will be able to come forth and complete and pay their loans.
Residents of Kitwe have called on the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, to intensify efforts aimed at reducing road traffic accidents and saving lives. This appeal follows a recent call by the Zambia Accident Response Organization, ZARO, urging the urgent introduction of breathalyzer tests at all checkpoints and bus stations to screen drivers for alcohol consumption. Many residents have welcomed the proposed introduction of breathalyzer tests, highlighting the frequent occurrence of drunk driving and the presence of inexperienced drivers on the road, both of which pose significant risks to public safety. In addition, the community has emphasized the urgent need for comprehensive sensitization on road signs and their meanings not only for drivers but for all citizens. They pointed out that a large segment of the population lacks understanding of road signs, rendering the few existing signs ineffective.
Be a good idea, more especially on the part of sensitization. Having some drivers that what have observed this, but in the license,
Government has urged the Zambia Institute of Marketing, ZIM, not to fear the recently enacted Cybersecurity Act, but to enhance it as a safe digital space that could help marketers grow their reach beyond traditional advertising methods like billboards. Speaking during the official opening of the 28th Annual General Conference for ZIM in Livingston, Minister of Tourism Rodney Sikumba noted that the law had faced criticism from some sectors since it came into effect. He emphasized the importance of marketers understanding and engaging with digital regulations rather than avoiding them. Mr. Sikumba called for stronger collaboration between the government and marketing bodies, particularly in areas related to digital marketing and cyber law.
So it's very important that you come and sit with us. We explain to you exactly what this thing is all about. You call it an animal, we just call it a fail-safe. Very important that we have that thing for posterity. So I'd like to encourage you, President, through your council, to find time to meet with us as government so that we deal with some of these sticking out issues that may be pertaining to how we are driving our government agenda. The ministry tasked to market Zambia as a tourist destination both for leisure and business has a number of marketers in itself, and we also work with the marketing fraternity to see to it that we market our country Zambia for all its rich endowment.
And ZIM President Mwewa Vesa said the institute plans to secure a permanent home for the ZIM secretariat through a capital raising bond. Mr. Vesa also revealed upcoming partnerships to provide paid-up ZIM members with access to discounted goods and services, and emphasized the institute's ongoing commitment to thought leadership through regional and international collaborations. In international news, Nobel Peace Prize laureate Denis Mukwege has denounced the use of, rather, Nobel Peace Prize participant Laurent Denis Mukwege has denounced the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war in the conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Speaking at the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, the Congolese doctor described what he called a dramatic situation in the Congo's North Kivu region. Mukwege founded the Panzi Hospital in the eastern Congo city of Bukavu and for over 20 years has treated countless women who were raped amid fighting between armed groups.